Now, about 2 days ago, that would be a Wednesday, those of you who will remember, we had a caller who raised a concern about the state of service delivery at the University of Port Harcourt Teaching Hospital. Now, it's a place I know very well because I have had friends who have lived and worked and died there. Oh, yes. I have a few friends who died there. And then, interestingly, I have had the good pleasure of working, living, and interacting with some of the best minds from the South within that vicinity. In fact, one of my uncles, a renowned doctor, he's late now, Dr. Denta, was one of the first people in my life who made me intrigued by the career, the profession that is medicine. And some of the exploits he carried out in that hospital, talking about University of Port Harcourt Teaching Hospital. So there's a sense of pride sometimes when I walk through the corridors of that hospital, when I go, you know, to see friends, or when I, you know, sometimes visit friends who are also ill. And then when I put calls through and say, hey, Dr. So-and-so, can you come help us, you know, explain to the general public what A, B, and C means? It's a thing of pride, really. It truly is a thing of pride. But then on Wednesday, someone called and said, something's not quite right in that hospital, and it's a cause for concern. Now, some patients at the University of Port Harcourt Teaching Hospital, UPT, said some surgery procedures been suspended due to irregular power supply. Now, some patients who spoke to our correspondent said the patients are now being referred to private hospitals following the poor power situation at UPTH. Take a listen, please.
For the past 2 weeks now, there's been no light. As in last week, I heard that the babies at incubator just died, like 15 of them.
Even people that are supposed to, they're supposed to have carry on surgery on. The surgery has been delaying because of the light, and it's not good. The situation is very bad.
They bring it and take it back. They don't bring it in night.
My mother is there now suffering from this cancer. Listen, they can't do her surgery because there's no light.
So there's no power. Now, all over the country, there have been several institutions, there have been several businesses that have been screaming to high heavens about the challenges of power generation and distribution. Not least talking about the PHED, talking about, you know, the grid, national grid collapsing. In fact, in the first 6 months of this year alone, the national grid has collapsed no less than six times. The first 6 months of this year alone, the power grid has collapsed no less than six times. And then came the issues of distribution. The distribution network discourse say, hey, look, so the infrastructure is quite old. Some of the facilities are now even being vandalized. So even when the GenCos do generate to transmit now, is not a problem, right? Transmission and distribution is not a problem. Now, in the past 2 months, the country has seen diesel prices soar by nearly 300% from what it used to be about 450 five rand, and now as high as 800, 850 in some places, right? So that's a big concern. Maybe that's why there's not been power. But our focus this morning, the question I have this morning, and if by chance anybody, any of those good people who I've mentioned in the past, friends and family members who work within that institution, if they are listening, if you know someone who knows someone who is influential, please tell the person to join us in this conversation. The question I have this morning, should the administration of hospitals be given to managers? I mean, proper managers. I'm not talking about doctors. No. I'm talking about proper managers. We're talking about, yes, it's a hospital. Yes, it's a place where people are meant to go and get well, are meant to receive treatment, health care, and all of that. But the running of the place, because this is where the problem is, it's the administration. Because people complaining that they couldn't get service delivery because of power. Now, native also spoke about his experience using his phone light to aid doctors and nurses who were taking care of persons he rushed to the A&E ward last week.
That was around 11. I rushed a patient to UPTH and then there was no light. So the doctors who were attending to him were using rechargeable. And then I was also assisting with my phone touch. I was there on Friday, Saturday, Sunday. My patient left on Sunday. And all through these days, there was no light. We were just saving our phone batteries. If this one dies, we use the next one to use the phone touch. Practically had to go and buy a touch light to keep there because whenever they want to come and administer drugs or any other thing, we point our touch light for them. It was that bad.
So even the doctors are having to do a little bit more to give those who are there some level of care. It is a huge problem. Now, once again, I'm not here and we don't have all the details. Our journalists have gone through, they've interviewed. The management of UPT just to speak on this. But the question is that structure, is that facility in need of a better management structure? Is it a case of, we want this person because we like his skin color? Or is there a proper need for a shakeup in that place? Once again, please, the question is, the management of hospitals, should it be assigned to a management professional? People who manage banks, who manage this, people who can say, okay, ₦1 is coming in, we'll be able to use ₦1 to do A, B, C. Is that where we need to get to right now? Because once again, listening to this comment of individuals who have literally come to their wit's end at the hospital is anything but pleasant. And it's a bit painful, personally. Please, as you call in, do well. Refrain from using derogatory or defamatory comments. Avoid comments that may be seen as inciting. And if you don't, if you're not sure, don't make any unsubstantiated claims.
The views and opinions shared on this program do not represent the position of Nigeria Info FM. Nigeria Info. Let's talk.
WhatsApp, Telegram, available on 0809-030-6416. It may sound a bit, harsh, but the question might still be valid if the situations don't change. Should management of health facilities be done by business administrators? Zion joins us this morning from GRE. Zion, good morning to you.
Good morning to you. Indeed, these are kind of times for us in this part of the world. Yes, private individuals should be contracted to manage the structure and the running of the hospitals. We have what you call HMO, Health Maintenance Organizations. These are people that come together, top doctors and hospitals in the same outline where the people reason like human beings, come together with ideas, they now to brand a structure they call health insurance. If the health insurance can be beneficial, being run by private people, managed by intellectuals, I think if these same private people can handle the structure of the hospitals, it will be better for us.
Zion, the notion, right, in theory, makes sense. But don't forget, we are living in a country where even regular insurance, right, has not been fully adopted by nearly 50%. 50% is even too high.
Above 50%.
So if people are not even doing regular insurance for their houses, for their cars, is it health insurance that you think they have money to spend on? Joseph, oh dear. Ida is in Ankara. Ida, good morning to you, please.
Good morning.
Good morning to you. Welcome.
My brother, just as he said, they should give that hospital for somebody to manage. You tell me that they cannot buy gen, expecting never life to work with people life. Look at what that man said. They are using phone touch, buying touch light. They should please. It's a federal government hospital. They should find somebody, or they find a company to give it to the company to manage it. Then they save the life of people now. If you go there now, you are a mosquito. You'll be slapping this, I must say, but you'll be slapping every year. And it's patient on the floor. They went to carry my brother. My brother, just visit that place, not far from you. You see what is happening there. So federal government and state should please help. Thank you very much. God bless you.
Okay, all right. So, yes, I have visited the place. Like I said, I know it very well. Very well. Lots of great experiences, memories, births there. Sadly, deaths as well. But it's the management of the place that calls into question. It's a very difficult place to be in right now, I have to admit. 92.3. Hello, Potako. Good morning, please.
Hello.
Good morning, please.
EJ calling from Port Harcourt.
Good morning, EJ.
Yes, as a matter of fact, it's really very unfortunate that the management of UPT cannot run the facility with the huge amount of money they're raking for that from the system. It's not that UPT, with the amount of money they make there on a daily basis, it's enough for them to get standby plans and, you know, fully ensure that these plans, you know, as well, there's constant diesel. Because I don't even think they remit everything they make for you to change to the federal government. They remit a nice little percentage of it to the federal government. So what stops them from making sure that, you know, they have, you know, enough diesel to run their plan? And then again, too, the federal government to have a lot of questions to answer in this regard. Mm. This is your establishment. What are the measures they have put in place to ensure that these things run, you know, successfully? If you look at the structure there, most of the structures are dilapidated. The hospitals there are fast, that giant hospitals. I can't remember the last time UCPH has been fumigated. Because I spent a night in UCPH, I came back for the day after we were treated malaria. So that's one of the things that should be checked into, looked into. You know, it's very unfortunate and shameful that an establishment as big as that, you know, will be telling the general public that there's no power supply, you know, and in fact,
But once again, hello, oh dear. Once again, it's totally understandable, right? But I'll explain further. Let's go on a break.
We take off with the biggest conversations with an exchange of opinions and ideas on the Morning Crossfire. Settle you into your day when we say hello, Port Harcourt.
Take you on a ride to the sunny side of life.
Hover a bit while picking at the details on hard facts. Take a detour through the exciting world of sports.
And get back on track with Let's Talk.
Land you safely as we chit-chat into the morning on Chat Station. And then do it all over again on your number one talk, news and sports radio station, 92.3 Nigeria Info.
Check your time now. 28 minutes gone past the hour of 9 o'clock. Good morning. My name is Jude Omamigbe. And this Friday, we start with a bit of a very difficult conversation. Once again, not to be the harbinger of, you know, sobriety or maybe somberness. However, Fridays come with a mixed bag of actions and activities. For starters, you're probably going to have a lot of, you know, parties, a lot of, you know, chill out times and zones going to be lit up today. Yes. But with that comes also the increase in the probability of accidents. Accidents and emergencies usually see a lot of, in quotes, cases over the weekend. So from Fridays through Sundays, there's a higher chance of people either getting accidents, coming in drunk, or maybe if some food poisoning, or you can name it. Now, the premier health center, the tertiary institution in not just River State now, in the South-South region right now is under scrutiny this morning. Once again, I indulge you and I indulge them, please. If by chance the CMD, the CMAC, whoever they are, those who really make that place stand, if they are listening, if they can listen, if I call on all the doctors who probably know me personally, please ask them to tune in. We may not be able to solve and discuss all of the problems plaguing the University of Port Harcourt Teaching Hospital this morning in the next 22 minutes. We probably will not be able to. I understand. But there should be some light that can be shed right now for, if not for any other reason, for the benefit of the mass public who look to that particular institution for their saving grace. And it is not an exaggeration. I'm not making an hyperbole or over-exaggeration. If anything, I am oversimplifying how important the University of Port Harcourt Teaching Hospital is. If anything at all, it is a very serious issue. So maybe there's power right now, but it's not the first time that that hospital has come under scrutiny for not being able to manage power situations. The management has come under, you know, criticism over the years. There was a time when it was the roads right from the the East West Road Junction down to the hospital. It was like you were going through, you know, a minefield, bumps, holes everywhere. And that stayed for a long time. So imagine trying to rush through to get to the A and E, but because of bumps, you have to go slowly. There's so many problems. So once again, please, good sirs and madams, what's the best way to manage that particular institution? Health institutions, should they be managed by business organizations? There are pros and cons, of which I'm sure we're going to get to hear a few from people like you.
The views and opinions shared on this program do not represent the position of Nigeria Info FM. Nigeria Info, let's talk.
I do crave your indulgence. Please turn down the volume of your radio set, or preferably turn it off when you get to speak to us. At Nigeria Info PH is where you find us on social media. That will be Twitter and Facebook. WhatsApp is 0809-030-6416. Andy is in Rumola. Andy, good morning to you.
Yeah, my brother, Jude Amamebe. Good morning. So we're talking about the UPTH.
Yes, please.
Tertiary Medical Institution. That is in a sorry state. In a state of Higi Haga. And my apologies to my brother. Honorable Patrick or Bahiabo. You know, and we disagree whether it should go into the hands of private management and all that. The only thing I think is that Nigeria has not been in want of capable hands to handle things. Because you see a good doctor running his own hospital fantastically. You go to his own personal hospital, everything is top-notch. Pull that particular doctor, take him to UPTH. 4 years down the line, you'll be looking at the doctor and you'll be like, Oga, what have you been doing? Why is this or why is it that? Them go to private universities, them go to private secondary schools, everywhere. It appears government business is nobody's business. So even if you're the best friend, you get into business, your best friend turns to chaff. I don't know how they do it.
Mm.
So except we correct the system at that angle, the only option we have is to privatize this hospital. Because when private people open their private hospitals,
They run it well.
Andy,
name all the hospitals in the town. You see that they are being run well.
Andy, you make a very valid point. But Andy, if I tell you that a lot of the people who go to University of Port Harcourt Teaching Hospital, right, are struggling to even pay what they are now charging for cesarean section, for ICU, for intensive care. There have been stories, Andy, of men who have run away, leaving their wives after their wives had just given birth to twins because they couldn't pay. Imagine if that was a private hospital. How would they meet up with those, you know, charges? Oliver is at Rumo Dumaya. Oliver, good morning to you.
Good morning.
Good morning, please, Oliver.
Yes. It's very surprising to hear that we are still struggling with power. I won't blame the CMD or the chief executive of the hospital. I will blame Nigeria. If you don't give me the tools to work, do I use my own money to sponsor the hospital? These things are basic things that the citizens should have. Health, housing, and probably water. The state cannot provide. Then why will you hold a man? I'm not thankful for him, but why will you hold him responsible for the breakdown in the system? Nigeria, sorry to use that language, Nigeria is the same state. You cannot protect the people security-wise. You cannot protect them from health at changes. So why are we paying taxes? Why are we as a nation? If you hire somebody to run the hospital, you hire somebody to run the military, you hire somebody to run the police. No, now we should tell ourselves the truth. The truth is that everybody, including myself, have failed ourselves.
So if there is a failure in the management, how then should it be rectified? Temple is in Rumomasi. Temple, good morning to you.
Good morning, the very distinguished.
Welcome, please.
Happy fantastic new month to you, sir.
Good morning to you.
The very distinguished youth, listening to your conversation this morning, and I also want to come in from this angle. When we have critical sectors like you, is it not better we concentrate it into our Mandela Blancada that politicians should not be allowed to manage such critical sectors like this? It's not that important to us. Because a time will come when they will use the life of the human being who is just one, no duplicate at all, to play politics. A critical sector as this, where patients pay virtually for everything they are using, they are from the fringe, from the hand globe, they pay for everything. Still, they cannot get value for what they are being paid for. Is it not a sad situation for us? For me, I want to appeal. Not just saying that should be given to business administrators. Humans who have been conscientized with the value and the importance of human life should be allowed to manage such sectors. Who have that conscience? That consciousness is them that human life should be very precious and it's important, and at all costs should be able to defend it and protect it. Because when you lose it, you can't get it any longer. It bothers me when they will tell me that 15 children in incubator all lost their life. Why their parents are paying for that service? It's not a sad one to us, but the management of and the director should be held responsible for that. Very much unfortunate situation we'll find ourselves. Thank you.
Once again, finger pointing is not the aim of this conversation. And I can understand the emotive state. Anyone can and should be at this moment. But we need to move beyond that, because there are still lives that can be saved. There are still livelihoods that can be saved, because it's beyond just someone being alive and breathing. We're talking about livelihoods. We're talking about hopes. We're talking about aspirations and dreams. We're talking about futures here that have a chance today. this moment, the 1st of July, to have a change, to have a chance of fulfilling something good within this community. There's still a chance.
Hello, Joel, it's my name. Good morning.
Good morning, Joel.
Yeah, good morning, my brother.
Good morning, please.
I'm actually coming from Bonny Island.
Okay, go on, Joel.
I was in Azusa last month ago for 10 days. Over 10 days. What I saw, my brother, was an eyesore. Everything about the management has to be changed. You talk about toilet. Go to the top floor of that building. Check what's happening within the toilet. You go there to, you know, assist somebody or a kid. You get as well and come back. Please, my brother, everything about us has to be over. I want to tell you, the grass, they must close there. I saw everything. Go to the emergency area. You see an ambulance that is abandoned for how many? Everything about us is zero. Please, I'm sure this is the current government hospital. I'm just not happy. You know, going there, just that place could become a much worse. Because I was seeing people dying 2-3 times every day. Every day, just a much worse. Forget about it. My brother is one of the hospital. Thank you, Joe from Bonny Island.
John speaks to us from location. John, good morning to you.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning, please.
Yeah, listening to you this morning, I said that because I know what it means to love a loved one. But looking at the top high-ranking officers in that hospital, I want to know, how do they get to that position? Is it by appointment from a top government official, or is it you rise through the rank and file to get to that position? I don't know. You can remember sometime during COVID-19 when the governor of River State seemed clearly that place cannot be used for COVID-19 something or, and people came out to attack him. You understand? And we must also learn how to take responsibility of certain things. If I have a patient in that place and I lost him as a result of our failure, I am going to sue the management of that hospital to pay for damages. Because I am paying for my own treatment. So if we don't take responsibility, my brother, we will continue to rigmarole and complain and nothing will happen. If as a CMD, I have it as a consultant that if anything happens to a patient here, I will be held accountable. I bet you, things will change. But it will come, we will shout. Hello?
John, well, I'm listening to you, please. Hello, John.
I'm with you.
Yes.
What I'm saying is, we must learn how to take responsibility. We cannot just continue to cry. If you hold that man responsible for any casualty, tomorrow, it's either he resigns or he makes the necessary step to put him in order.
Okay. John, thank you very much. Still, the question is, how should that place be managed? Do health institutions have to go into a different form of administration? JJ speaks to us from Rumigbo. Good morning to you, JJ.
Yeah, June, good morning.
Good morning, please.
You have medical doctors who are working as doctors. You have people who read administration. I think they should also be allowed to run the administration of these big areas. You know, there's been this fight between the medical workers. Oh, we are nurses. We also have the grade to grow and become managers of this institution. I think the government should just end this whole discussion and argument between the medical staff and bring in administrators. You see this all these big projects that companies embark on. You have project managers. You also have admin manager. There's hardly any company. The admin manager is the one in charge of the day-to-day running of those big projects. But what you have here, you have a medical doctor who has gone to the work. Then the next day, becomes CMD, in charge of admin, in charge of this, in charge of that. You can't do this, for goodness sake. Yes, I know that while they are studying medicine or whatever they are studying, then they taught them a little bit of admin, just like you did general course when you were in school. But that does not cover up or do better than those with administration.
Mm.
Hello?
Yes.
Hello?
Hello, Jay. We can hear you, JJ.
Yes. So that does not make better off. So if you want the good working of that system, you have to put square ten in square O. This problem of light, not operation and all those stuff has been there right from time. Maybe it's because it's medical doctors that are handling the place. Remember some time ago, that would be like almost 6-7 years ago, where I rushed somebody to that place. It was also my first life. I was the one that hold the tray that the nurses are supposed to hold. The nurses were just there gisting and were very lousy set of people. While I was using one to hold the tray for the doctor to do speeches, the other hand, I used to hold my first life and point in that emergency session, almost the theater. And even the doctor that was almost leaving, not that I knew the guy had to pull off his uniform, his clothes, and wear his stuff before he attended to us. There are some people on the ground there that were not attended to. Everywhere dark. You don't even know when you kick somebody as a result of not seeing. People litter everywhere, but the nurses don't care. They just sit back and watch just over 5-6 nurses. They don't even care. They don't care for goodness sake. I think at the UPTA, those nurses are the worst set of people. But for the doctors, they cannot use their hands to bear hands to work. So we need a good administration because there can be anybody for goodness sake. They can't be doctor and at the same time running a big case like that. It don't make any sense for me. Bring in administrator that will run the place. Thank you.
All right, thank you very much. Okonkwo is speaking to us from Room Okuta. Okonkwo, good morning to you, please.
Good morning, Brother Jim.
Good morning.
This facility failure and treatment failure at Michi Hospital River State, we should be able to know that they are not only peculiar to River State Michi Hospital. I think I can remember in 2020 when there was information that there were no strings in the Abuja Teaching Hospital. So the problem is how the federal government will be able to come up with medical ways now to fund all the government teaching hospitals nationwide so that we will be able to have comparative and competitive teaching hospitals like other countries of the world, so that our people will not be dying this way every day. Some of the callers that called me this morning, they made the reference of how they lost their loved ones. So let the federal government fund the teaching hospitals well. Brother Jude, thank you.
Thank you very much. Charles is also on the line from Bonny Island. Charles, good morning to you, please.
Good morning, Jude.
Good morning, please.
Yes, there are some things the federal government is supposed to release their hands off. State should handle all these hospital issues, light issues, road issues. We will continue to be having these issues because everything goes at the federal government. I will narrow it down to Bonny. Bonny Island, they are not sure General Hospital will have challenge of light because we have steady light provided by the companies here. So before we get to the point of using candle or whatever to provide services for people that want to do operation, it's very hard.
Mm.
Assuming our state run our gen system by ourselves, we have been having like issues. So federal government should leave some things for the state to handle. By now, we could have been talking to Wiki directly that you are not doing well. How can the federal government, Minister of Health, Abuja, monitor what is happening in River State? This issue will continue until we rectify this state something and federal issues. People are just here making money, vote out, they will pass bills of billions of naira, you will not get it. Now we are blaming the doctors here. We are blaming the administration here. What do you want them to do when you don't put these facilities on ground for them to handle? Thank you, Jude.
Thank you. Let's get to read some comments now. And there are a decent number on our page this morning. We'll start off with WhatsApp, all right? 0809-030-6416. Esther Etim says, anywhere you have incompetent people in power, everyone will suffer. Competence is a total, is the total of capability and character. Whomever is in charge of a hospital has to also have some medical experience so that they can understand why and when doctors or nurses say we need so-and-so medical equipment that costs X million naira, else it will be a cost-saving venture at the expense of true healthcare. The Nigerian healthcare system is in a bigger mess than many people realize. It makes me tired just thinking about it, and there are some conversations that can't be fully had on radio. I understand, Esther. Hello, Jude. UPTH is a microschism of the Nigerian environmental space. The Nigerian society is sick, and we don't really expect much from government institutions. It is simply a reflection of what is happening in almost all government departments and agencies. If you find out, you will see that monies are allocated but mismanaged. But no one is called to account. Until people are called to account for misdeeds, nothing will change. Simply put, it is not the lack of competency, it is the lack of accountability. This is the bane of our underdevelopment. Jude, the medical director of UPTH should be sacked and charged for negligence and human slaughter. Interesting. I took a patient to the mortuary called UPTH. All right. Once again, a lot of emotional comments here. All right. The issue of UPTH is a clear indication of how our health system is being run nationwide. And with the issue of power in UPTH, it is so bad, I lost a friend there as a result of power outage. He was on oxygen, but because there was no power, he died after making it through surgery. So sorry to read this. I believe this issue of power should be tackled, maybe giving it its own private power supplier or running a solar project that will provide steady and uninterrupted power supply to that health facility. God's like with that comment. All right, good morning, Jude. UPTH is a nightmare for one to be. It can be best described as an unfit health ground for humans to be. Even if it's been optioned for privatization, it's still going to be controlled by the federal government. The best result is to give it out to a foreign health organization to manage. Interesting. Okay. So many comments coming through. I really can't take all of them. All of them still within the emotions of either finger pointing or just basically describing. As I said, I have seen doctors bring out their own money to help patients. I have seen doctors bring out their own money to provide equipment. I have seen doctors take out contributions to make sure patients are sent home after successful treatment. The doctors and some of the nurses and some of the other staff members at that University of Port Harcourt Teaching Hospital are angels in disguises. I cannot deny this. But we also cannot deny that there's a lot of shortfall, there's a lot of shortcomings. And if any doctor is listening, if any nurse, if any lab scientist, if there's any pharmacist, pharmacologist, if there's any cleaner, if there's any driver listening this morning from that hospital, it cannot be a healthy place to work knowing that people come through and for things that could have been avoided, they lose their lives. It cannot be healthy. I can only imagine the psychological trauma some doctors, some nurses are experiencing every day going to work in that environment. I am not apportioning blame to anyone. But I'd like to encourage the CMD, the CMAC, whoever is in charge. We would like to sit down with you here in the studio on Hello Port Harcourt. And let's find out what best ways can improve healthcare in UPTH. My name is Jude.